and welcome to Sojourn of Souls. Here at Sojourn of Souls, we want to extend a heartfelt welcome to everyone throughout the world. We are delighted to count all of you as part of our company as we trek together in this world so we can live eternally with God in the next. Just a reminder, if you find that traveling with us is useful, we encourage you to follow us and share our podcast, Sojourn of Souls, with your friends and family. You are our only sales force, so don't be shy about spreading the word. Hi, I'm Deacon Tim Vaughn, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about our Blessed Mother Mary and how we can honor her even more in this month of May. The New Testament account of her humility and obedience to the message of God has made her an exemplar for all the ages, for all Christians. Pope Benedict once said, "Mary's example of faithful perseverance in doing the will of God and her heavenly reward is a source of courage and hope for all of us." The origin of the conventional May devotion is still relatively unknown. And it doesn't matter if we know the origin or not. It's just that we celebrate it now and we honor Mary in the month of May. Before we get into the different ways that we can honor Mary this month, let us first begin by praying the Memorare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That is one of my favorite prayers. I'm recording this on the afternoon of May 1st. May to me is one of the most beautiful months of the year. Flowers are in bloom, the weather is great, and it just feels good to be outside and enjoy God's creation. You can almost feel the earth grow. It is amazing to me how God works. In 1965, St. Pope Paul VI wrote a beautiful encyclical called Mese Mayo, or the month of May. He says that May is a month which the piety of the faithful has long dedicated to Mary, the Mother of God. Wow. And if you look at the history, it has for very, very many centuries. He also writes, "Since Mary is rightly to be regarded as the way by which we are led by Christ, the person who encounters Mary cannot help but encounter Christ likewise. For what other reason do we continually turn to Mary except to seek the Christ in her arms, to seek our Savior in her, through her, and with her? To him, Mary, is to turn amid the anxieties and peril of this world." Isn't that a beautiful way to depict our Blessed Mother Mary? May is a perfect month to honor her. So how can we do it? Those of you who have followed me know that I use a website called Good Catholic, both as a for the podcast and for my own personal study. And I found an interesting article written by Gretchen Flesch, OP. The article is called 9 Ways to Celebrate the Month of Mary. And I'll be putting her ideas, plus supplementing it with a few of my own, and adding a few of my own of ways that we can honor Mary this month. So the first one she used is to flower your Mary statue. And I'm sure a lot of you may have a Mary statue at home. I know we have several here on our own house. and I had my own Mary statue in my yard for over 25 years, surrounded by roses, and at that time I had lived in the middle of Baptist country in the South. Don't be afraid to have a Mary statue, regardless of where you live, and have it surrounded by flowers. And if you don't have a yard, ask your priest if you can put a small vase of flowers by the Mary statue in your church, or buy a small statue and put inside your house and put flowers next to it. As Gretchen states in the article, no Catholic should be without a statue of Mary. Pray a novena to Our Lady. That is the second suggestion. Sometime during the month of May, pray a novena to Our Blessed Mother for a particular intention that you want entrusted to her Immaculate Heart, for someone or yourself. Look online and you'll find a novena to pray. Third, spread devotion to the Rosary. All of us should have a devotion to the Rosary. Outside of Mass, there's no prayer more pleasing to Our Lady and more efficacious for her intercession than the Holy Rosary. If you don't already have a spiritual discipline, make an effort to pray the Rosary daily. And as a side note, if you might want to take it up a higher level, learn the Rosary in Latin. There are several apps that you can use that have a language option on the Rosary, and that's what I do when I want to pray it in Latin. Now consider encouraging others to do the same throughout this month. Get inspired by reading Our Lady's 15 promises to those who pray her Rosary and hand out rosary instructions to others as an opportunity arises. There are many graces to be gained for those who preach the power of the Holy Rosary, so encourage others to pray the Rosary. Now, if possible, pray the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious rosaries together, maybe during adoration, all 15 decades. This is highly encouraged by Saint Louise Marie de Montfort, one of the foremost authorities on Mary. And if you get a chance, buy the Total Consecration to Mary by Saint Louise Marie de Montfort. It changed the life of Saint John Paul II. And I highly recommend it. Again, this is the Total Consecration to Mary by St. Louise Marie de Montfort. Fourth, learn about a new Marian devotion. Our Lady is the mother of the Universal Church. There are many ways she has affected Christians in various times and places during the nearly 2,000 years since she walked the earth. It is fascinating to read stories behind each one, and many are associated with miracles, apparitions, saints, and holy images. Will one of them touch you specifically? This month, consider researching and adopting a special devotion of Mary under her many titles. For example, Our Lady of Fatima. Her feast day is May the 13th. Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady Undoer of Knots. Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady of Perpetual Help. This can become an annual tradition for you and your family to learn about a new Marian devotion each May. There are many more of them in the years of your life. Number 5. Share a miraculous medal. When Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine Labor and gave her the vision of the miraculous medal in 1830, she promised great graces to those who would wear the medal. It is called miraculous by the faithful for a good reason, as it became a means of conversion for even those most hardened of atheists to the truth of the Catholic faith. Consider buying a 25-pack miraculous medal and have them blessed with this blessing and investiture of the miraculous medal and distribute them as the Holy Spirit leads. Mary changes lives through the power of her sacramentals. I have a friend who has given me a miraculous medal, and I accepted it even though I am already wearing one around my neck. But what I did with it was to put it in my rosary pouch. And in this way, I'm carrying two miraculous medals with me at all times. Number 6, memorize a Marian prayer or hymn. You may already know the Memorare or the Hail Holy Queen by heart. And this month, you may add more Marian hymns and prayers to your mental index. These prayers and hymns provide a great solace during the trying moments and can be recited often. You can memorize the Salve Regina, the Hail Holy Queen in Latin, and then you can sing this prayer after finishing your rosary instead of reciting it. As St. Augustine says, he sings praise twice. And you can learn the Salve Regina just by pulling it up on YouTube. That's one of the ways I learned it, besides my family sings it at the end of the rosary that we pray every night. 6th, get invested in the scapular. If you haven't been invested in the scapular, Mary's month is a good time to do it. A scapular is a mini religious habit for the laity, an outward symbol of your consecration to the Blessed Mother that you wear daily underneath your clothes. The original and most common scapular is the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which has the special prayers and graces associated with it, namely the famous scapular promise. And those who die wearing Our Lady's scapular will not spend eternity in hell. 8. Read a book about Mary. The best way to increase your devotion to the Blessed Mother is simply reading more about her. There's no shortage of great Catholic books on Mary that unpack mysteries of her life, her virtues, and perfect union with her son Jesus, and the treasures of grace that unfold in the life of every Christian who turns to her in faith. Make it a goal to read one this month. Currently, I'm reading a book about St. Bernadette. Thus, an extension, it is about Mary. My favorite apparition is Our Lady of Lourdes. So I'm reading everything I can about this apparition, which includes the apparition itself, St. Bernadette, and of course, the Immaculate Conception. 9. Pray the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary is like the Divine Office or the Liturgy of the Hours. That is comprised of prayers said at various hours throughout the day, but different in the fact that they all praise Our Lady. Once upon a time in church history, the Little Office was the preferred way to pray the hours for the laity. Number 10. The Angelus. A lot of you may pray the Angelus at noon, but you can also pray it more often during the day. You could pray it anytime you want to, but why not pray it 3 times a day, at 9 a.m., 12 noon, and at 6 p.m.? I often pray it as soon as when I get up in the morning. I have a picture of Mary on my wall right next to my bed, and I see it first thing I get up. So it reminds me to pray the Angelus. So I pray that first thing when I get up. But you could pray it at 9. So there's no reason why you can do by sanctifying the morning hours, the afternoon hours, and the evening hours through the sweet and holy presence of Mary by simply praying the Angelus. Number 11. By knowing and observing the feast days of Mary, and also, of course, her holy days of obligation. There are many Marian feasts throughout the year. And take one and learn about it. Take the time to study a particular feast day. Learn more about Mary in this way. And so I'm going to go through a few of them throughout the year, beginning, of course, with January 1st, the Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. That, of course, is a holy day of obligation. Secondly, is February the 2nd, the feast day of the Presentation of the Lord. February the 11th, the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes. March 25th, Solemnity of the Annunciation of Our Lord. May the 13th, Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. May 31st, Feast of the Visitation of the Virgin Mary. July 16th, Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. July 26th, the feast day of St. Anne and St. Joachim, who were the parents of Mary. March the 5th, Feast of Our Lady of the Snows. August the 15th, Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a holy day of obligation. August the 22nd, Memorial of the Queenship of Mary. September the 8th, Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. September 12th, Feast of the Holy Name of Mary. September the 15th, Memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. October the 7th, Memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. November the 21st, Memorial of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. December the 8th, Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, a holy day of obligation. December the 12th, the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now, as you can see, there are many ways that you can learn about Mary in the month of May. You can search for more. There are many ways we can honor Our Lady this month. She is your Heavenly Mother. As it says in the Gospel of John 19:26-27, when Mary saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Mary is the mother of all mankind, so we honor her just like we honor our own earthly mother. So here are 11 ways that we can honor Mary this month. Pick one, two, or several, or make up your own way of honoring Mary this month. Just make Mary happy. So let us finish with the Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. So until we meet again, may the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember Jesus' words, wide is the road to destruction. So we remind you to stay on the path, and we ask St. Raphael, the Archangel of Travelers, Godspeed you on your sojourn.